This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man, we're back on a Monday. Kind of a, I know it was kind of a shit LA weekend, right? For sports?
Yeah, real bad.
Because Celtics are still alive. Not that we hate it, but I mean, we're supposed to hate Boston, right? Dodgers lose 3 of 4, and the Kings are out. Let's just start with that because it's playoffs. We'll start with that. God damn it. Pucks on net comes to an end, huh?
Dude, that was rough. That was really rough. I didn't want to be part of the statistic of that 20% of teams that when they win game five at a 2-2, they go on to win the series 80% of the time, and we completely screwed that.
And you did say you were worried. So let's talk about positives first. They weren't supposed to make playoffs this year. So honestly, hell of a season for Kings, right? I mean, hell of a season.
Absolutely.
And first of all, Edmonton was a huge favorite going into the series too. We took them all the way to 7 and we had the 3-2 lead. It's just when you have the 3-2 lead and 80% of the tie, like you advance.
That's why it hurts. That's why it hurts so much.
And you were there. So give me the atmosphere when you were there.
I was there. Whole game was that game six. Game six. Yeah. We lost the empty netter at the end. I think iced it. We lost 4-2. Yeah. But we came back. We were down 2-0.
Yep.
Tied it up 2-2. Then gave up that late goal in the third. Mm-hmm. Then the empty netter 4-2. The vibe was electric. There's nothing like playoff hockey. We can all agree in that. There's nothing like playoff hockey.
Yeah. Nothing.
It's unbelievable. No.
Dude, how about the two game sevens yesterday, NBA, and compared to NHL? Two overtime game sevens.
One game, they were by 40 points.
And then the other one, Boston won by like, what, 20? So, yeah, you can't – it's the best. I think it's the best as far as
– That's what I said. Here's the stat, dude. Look at the first round of NBA playoffs. The first round this year. 8 series. How many of them went to a game seven?
Zero. Right? This is the first series and how many
– Zero.
How many went to a game seven in the NHL?
The first round, 5.
5.
And how many of those game sevens went to overtime?
That's another thing. It's fucking crazy, man.
Dude, get rid of the first round of NBA. We'll get in the NBA later, but I mean, that just goes to show you. Hockey, first round playoffs. I know Gerald wants to disagree, and Gerald wants to, like, talk his trash about hockey because he's a Sharks fan, and I get it. But, like, honestly, NHL first round hockey is so
It's been amazing. It's only going to get better, too.
Exactly. We just finished the first round last night. Calgary, Dallas played another overtime game seven.
It's insane. So, I mean,
yeah, Kings, man.
The Kings.
Here's the thing about the Kings.
Yeah.
The future is bright. The future is bright with this team. And you know what? Nobody ever thought Mike Smith was going to show up the way he did. I mean, Mike Smith, that's the thing. You always say it. Ride the hot goalkeeper, right?
Yeah.
He's the hot goalkeeper. Game, he might be the hot goalkeeper right now in the entire Western Conference.
I did listen
to us.
They got the pucks on net. We could just never score. I mean, we did score, but we just, that guy, he got hot at the right time.
If you look at the two series right now in the Western Conference, you got Calgary playing Edmonton, the Battle of Alberta.
Yep.
Mike Smith's got to be the hotter goalkeeper right now, right? Yeah, he's got to be the hottest goalkeeper. And then in the other series, don't forget the Avalanche have been sitting for almost a week.
Oh, I know. So I don't know if that's a good thing, really, right?
They've been sitting there the whole entire time. So, I mean, I think these playoffs are going to get amazing.
Yeah. Kings will be, the future looks bright. Dustin Brown, thanks for a great 18 years, right?
Yeah, thank you, Dustin. Honestly, I mean, it would have been a different series if Doughty was there.
I totally agree. We need stronger his defense. On the defense. Dude, Jesus Christ. And then McDavid, he just shows why he's.
Like, that's the first time I've ever seen him in person.
And how?
I mean, not like in person, but watching that game six of the night. That was the
Does
first
he
time
just
I've
stand
ever
seen out,
him.
Dude? What? Just unbelievable.
I didn't realize he's that big of a beast.
Yeah.
He's a huge dude. I didn't really realize on TV. I mean, they all look kind of big, unless you're freaking Zdeno Chara and you're like 8 feet tall. But McDavid's a big dude. I didn't realize how freaking big he was. He's
faster than most of the guys too.
Exactly. Yeah, to be that big and that fast, he's almost kind of like I feel like the LeBron of hockey right now.
Yeah.
LeBron is just like a phenom beast on the court, but he's still athletic and agile. That's kind of like what McDavid is. It's scary. He's good. These kids.
So props to the Oilers. And at this point, this is root for them to go all the way. So we can say the Kings lost to the champs.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, you know what? Boston's out. So I'm good. I'm good at this point. Boston's out.
Your boy, what's his name? Pasternak?
Marchand.
Oh, no. Marchand.
Oh, just glad he's out.
Yeah. Second round should be. Who do you favor? I don't know. It's so hard. NHL is so hard to even put a I mean, Avalanche.
I see the Western Conference. The Western Conference alone, I think the Avs and the Oilers. I'm going to ride Smith as the hot goalkeeper right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Avs, Oilers in the West. The East, ooh, that is tough.
Panthers, Canes, I think, right?
Panthers, Canes. I mean, you can't count out the Rangers right now.
Yeah, they look good.
The Rangers are sneaky. And honestly, hey, you know what? To be the champs, you got to beat the champs. And who's in there still? Who's won back-to-back? Tampa Bay. You know what I mean?
How could we take against them at this point, right?
Exactly. This second round's loaded. This second
poor Maple Leafs. Still can't get back to the first round since 2004. That's bad. At least we're not.
All right, Canada. Fans. You still got two teams. You still got two teams in it, but unfortunately, they play each other. So,
that wraps up Kings. I mean, hey, it was fun while last season. We had some good times, right?
I can finally shave now. I can shave.
Yeah, exactly. Kings will be back. Future looks bright, and that was a hell of a season. Took Edmonton to Game 7. It just sucks when you're up 3-2, but
it does. It does.
How's
it
the future look for Quick? You think we'll have a new goalie soon, or how's that?
I hope not, because you know what, I think you look at some of the goals that he gave up, they weren't all, I don't think, his fault. Some of those were tough shots for him to stop. Course, the defense didn't really help him out. I think if he had a stronger defense in front of him, like I said, we could have won that series. But such young kids in front of him playing defense that at times they just looked like they were just didn't even know where they were on the ice. I feel like at times he did pretty damn well for having the defense in front of him that he had. So I give him a lot of credit. Thanks. He still made some great saves.
I know.
On his head for a few of those saves. One with no glove on. Come on.
I know. Thanks to Barnes and Yards, and I'm glad you got to go to a game. That's awesome. You were live at a game. That was dope.
Live at a game. Those are the best when you find out you got tickets like 3 hours before the game starts, and I'm like, shit, all right, work, I got
to
bounce.
That would have been awesome, but damn, I feel like every game you go to on closeout games in L.A., have you ever seen L.A. events?
That's a good point. I missed the Dodgers. I don't think so, you know? And I was going to say, how's the Sparks looking? Are they looking? Because didn't they play this weekend? That might be the one bright spot of L.A. sports. The Sparks might have had a –
I don't know. How's Galaxy and LAFC doing?
LAFC is still the number one team in the league, and Galaxy needs a little help, but they're there.
LAFC is the first place?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Number one in the power rankings as well, too. But we've seen this before. LA Galaxy did this when they first started for the first couple of years. Number one in the power rankings. Couldn't win it. So
yeah. Well, that wraps up Kings. Let's move on to – we've been saying this all year. It's May. Move on to the Dodgers, lose three of four to the Phillies. At one point, we had a four-game losing streak, first time since 2019, which is a crazy stat. Think about that.
Is an insane stat. When I just see the stat, too, today, that it's like, I think Pittsburgh's trying to win their third straight game. They're trying to put a three-game winning streak first time in like a year and a half.
What was the stat yesterday? Didn't someone throw a no-hitter and they still lost?
No, and they lost, yep.
That's crazy. Let's talk about the good
Cincinnati, Mookie's, two of the worst teams you could imagine.
I think the bats have woken up. Let's talk about good, like Mookie's on fire.
Yeah,
bats waking up. But this now the starting pitching is.
Yep.
But it's gonna happen. Like this is all gonna happen.
This is May. I think we're fine. Like we said, Kershaw is always good for an IL stint somewhere during the season. It just means that now he's gonna be extra fresh to pitch that extra month of October. Because you know what the problem with Kershaw was 7-8 years ago? Kershaw was never getting hurt.
No.
You know, he was never getting hurt, and then come October, he couldn't. Come October,
he's
anymore.
Like, dude, I agree. The first injury
that Kershaw really went on the DL for was like a serious injury. Never forget was when he went to freaking Australia. Remember when the Dodgers went to Australia and he came back and it's like, oh, my back is hurt because I was sitting on the plane for too long.
There's this thing with Kershaw. I know we always know it's going to happen. It just always comes out of nowhere. It's like Friday afternoon, like Kershaw's on that. It's like he's supposed to pitch that night, you know?
Yep.
It comes out of nowhere. It's going to happen. But hopefully maybe
that's why Buehler didn't look good, because Buehler got bumped
didn't look
good. Day.
Maybe it was just a not. Yeah.
It was close, though. We almost got swept.
No, I know.
We got swept by Philly.
We almost got swept, but we also could have easily took 3 of 4. Dude, Friday and Thursday and Friday, we come back from those leads. We just couldn't.
7-1. We were down, 7-1 and come back to.
Let's talk about the walk-off, though. Dude, Lux, he makes that brutal error, but then he totally redeems himself, dude.
Totally redeems himself.
So I think we'll gain some momentum off that. Now we got Arizona. We're already pissed that we lost 2 or 3, right?
Exactly. I'm not worried. And don't we own some like crazy winning streak against Arizona at home? I think right like now?
20. Yeah, that, and we also still won the 22 or 25, which two of the losses come this year. But and then who? Your boy Bumgarner's on the mound tonight.
Oh, what a bum. No, I think we're fine because you know what? We get Arizona for 4 straight, and then you know we go right back into Philadelphia
Philly, and do some of their business,
and we'll get back in their stadium.
Yep. And what else? Anything else?
Good news. Sounds like our boy Haney is throwing a bullpen session. Haney, so and hopefully
then,
he's
and then Kershaw maybe a bullpen too. So we need both those guys back because without those guys, their starting pitching kind of looks. I didn't think the guy looks suspect. Like the guy yesterday. He looked pretty decent, right?
And then, the kid that made his debut the other day?
Yeah, the guy yesterday and the other guy. I mean, what do you expect? You can't expect too much from him, but they looked fine.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. I agree. This is the prime time because I believe Anderson is going game 2 of this 4-game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we have a doubleheader tomorrow, huh?
They do have a doubleheader, correct. And I know he's pitching. I believe Anderson's pitching one of those games. Anderson needs to step up right now. This is his chance to solidify himself as a potential fifth starter.
I totally agree, man.
Because with all these guys injured, the light's on him right now. Because I think we got Gosselin going game 1.
Yeah, he's going tonight. Yeah.
Anderson's going in one of the doubleheaders. I forget who's going in the other one. But this is his chance. I mean.
Yeah, dude. Let's just let's not fool around with Arizona. I know we said we were going to go. Like we said, the schedule looked easy the rest of May. And we already lost 3 or 4. But.
No, we can't fool around because now we're tied with San Diego, I believe. We're still tied.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But it's May.
San Diego's playing right now, aren't they?
I think our thing's been working. We said Chris Taylor on the hot seat. He had a pretty good weekend, right?
Yeah.
So Freddie's our best hitter, but he has been struggling lately. We already know that's not going to happen at all. He's probably going to end up with the best average. But, hey, Freddie, wake up, bro.
Freddie, you're next.
We're just trying to help you out because it's been working.
So take Freddie to go for this coming 4-game series. What Freddie goes just like for 15, 9 for 16.
Because look at Mookie, dude. That guy's been on fire ever since we called him out. So we're just trying to help everyone out.
But it's May. We're still not worried.
No, just hopefully Kershaw. It's not too long. We get him back. Haney, we need him back. I don't like I kind of like Almonte. He looks pretty good.
I'll take him. I'll take him all day. I'm actually liking him a lot. And I think what's the funny thing I was going to say was for those people that are following our fantasy league, I know we just took our first L, but whatever. I'm still not worried. Because again,
we're still in first place. It's only May.
It's only May. But we go and drop Knebel. I mean, perfect timing.
Yeah, I guess gives up the 3 runs, right?
Exactly.
Or 2 runs, whatever. That was awesome yesterday. I think we got to build some momentum off that. Bellinger gets on triple with 2 outs, and then Taylor, great at back, draws the walk, and then Lux, he's like, redeemed himself. So,
yep.
Let's go beat Arizona. God, I hate that Bob Barker. Bumgarner, we got to beat him. We can't.
We'll beat him. I think we're fine. Come on, Gosselin.
We're fine.
Gosselin.
Yeah, he will. But no, Gonsolin's been doing fine on that part. He doesn't give up runs. But dude, with our bullpen, like Trinan's out until All Star break, and our bullpen's kind of injured right now. Can you at least go 5 or 6 innings, Gonsolin? He's only been going like 4. We need more. Yeah,
I don't know. His pitch count is too high. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, don't forget he was a bullpen guy that we converted.
Yeah, you're right. So yeah, anything else on Dodgers? I mean. Thank God we didn't get swept. I hate the Phillies. Don't you?
I can't stand the Phillies. I can't stand that damn Bryce Harper. Can't stand Bryce Harper with his stupid-ass contract. I hope he never wins one there. Ugh.
Oh, man.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Plenty of baseball left.
Plenty of baseball. Let's go. Let's get on a big win streak. Now let's get into – wow, it's set. The conference finals are set. That is, can we start with the Suns?
Oh, my God. Well, see, that's what I was going to ask you. I really wanted to ask you this question. Is Paul a fraud? Is he a fraud or is he cursed? What is your take on him, dude?
To me, he's an unbelievable point guard. He just says, but you got to show up one of these. And then this is just, he never,
thing.
His playoff right history now, the last 5 years, dude.
You know what he is? He is a State Farm commercial guy, or without a ring, or what's the insurance he does?
The State Farm?
That's what he is right now. He's a State Farm spokesman without a ring.
At this point, I feel bad for him? Kind of, but it's also, he kind of put it on himself. I mean, he doesn't show up. He's unbelievable. He's going to go down. It's probably be a Hall of Famer with all his stats, but it's just crazy. It's like, and then Devin Booker. Hey, what is it called? It's a Luka special, dude. This guy Luka's unreal, man.
The viral photo of him looking up at the, while they're standing for the free throws, the viral photo of him looking up at Booker is classic.
And then about when he was down 3-2, everyone seems high when they're on top, and then Luka wins.
Mark Cuban's going to frame that picture in his office.
It's just, how is this possible? I think that's one of the worst. That's got to be one of the worst. From a six, mind you, 64 wins this year, bro. 64 wins. Game 7 at home. You're down by 40. At half, Luka has the same amount of points as you.
I mean, honestly, it's kind of unexplainable. It's, what kind of excuse? If you're the Suns, what kind of excuses are you coming up with today? You can't. There's none. Clean out your locker, turn your jerseys, and we'll see you at Yard House with Gerald.
That is. Hey, what is that Sons of Four guy doing right now? What do you think?
Oh, he's on watch right now. He's on watch. But I mean,
Let's get into the other one. I mean, props to Celtics. I know you called them too. They're the better team in the middle. Without Middleton, yep, Doesn't kind of help. I mean, and then Giannis. I know that we've been praising him. He's probably the best in the league now. But hey, he didn't play that well, huh?
That's why, I'm watching some of these shows this morning. I'm watching some of the talk shows, sports talk shows on TV, and they're just debating okay, who's the bigger loser out of this, conference semifinals? Is it Giannis? Is it Chris Paul? Is it Harden? It's I don't understand why Giannis is in that conversation, because there's one thing that separates Giannis from Harden and Paul, and that's the thing he wears on his finger. He's got a ring.
Yeah, I agree. And then with Harden, dude, Harden loves.
We knew that Harden.
Chris Paul. No, but he loves that Chris Paul got out, because everyone's talking about Chris Paul now.
Yep, exactly, exactly.
Dude, Harden's, he's thank God, because we still be talking about Harden.
I'll be at the Harden, club.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's talking about Chris Paul. I'm good. You see Pat Bev this morning?
He's ripping. I'm fine with it.
Hey, I'm fine with it too, but.
But Harden, we expected this. We know who Harden is.
Chris Paul, I respect Chris Paul a little bit more. Yeah. Chris Paul expected a little bit more. But he just
And without Embiid, we always knew it was going to be difficult for the Sixers. But then it's also you got Booker, you got Paul.
Best team all year. I had Suns Warriors locked in the conference finals. I think we all did, right? Props to Luka,
I did.
Yeah.
But I mean, it didn't matter, because I always thought the Warriors were going to beat the Suns in the conference final.
Chris Paul curse. Yeah, it just happened. Exactly. The Chris Paul curse happened before.
I was going. I'm still going it right now. I'm still saying Golden State and Boston.
Okay, that's what I was going to. Let's get into these. We don't have to preview the whole thing, but let's at least give our locks. I don't know. Obviously, Boston's hot right now, but I'm going to go with the most disrespected one seed of all time, and I'm going to still ride the Heat. Right, Heat and seven.
You're riding the Heat. All right,
Heat and seven. What do you got?
I'm going Boston. I'm going Boston and maybe five or six. I think Boston might end this early. I'm thinking.
Yeah, they're clicking at the right time, and they were dead in the water early in the season. I think it's just one of those stores where they were whatever, and then they just turn it around. And so I see what you mean. They're clicking at the right time.
But when you watched that game the other night, when you watched that game seven, it's next man up. How many Grant Williams? Where did Grant Williams come from?
I know. And then he still
got. They got too many pieces. They got a lot of role players on that team.
Everyone's stepping up. I agree.
Exactly. That team is dangerous right now. And I told you, the minute I saw Boston just completely make Brooklyn look like they were the Burroughs freshman team, I knew it. I said Boston is rolling now. I don't think they're going to look back. They took out Kyrie and Durant, and they said, this is ours now. Boston.
Yeah, I know. You're probably right. I'm going to still stick with the Heat. Jimmy Buckets. And I love Spoelstra. He's the best coach.
Good money right now, because I do believe, if I last I saw, Boston is the favorite to win the series.
I think you're plus 180 on Heat. It's not bad.
Most disrespected one seed. When's the last time you saw one seed not be a favorite series?
Can it go seven, and can we get some close games? I'm tired of these blowouts, right?
I know. These blowouts, come on. God.
And then the other side, I know everyone's – I want Dallas. It's hard to go against the Warriors. I'm rooting for Dallas. I'm rooting for Luka. So are you?
I'm definitely rooting for Dallas. I'm definitely rooting for Luka. It's just, we know, we've seen this script before. We've seen this movie before. We know how it ends.
The fact that they overcame the Suns, that's already like, that was a Super Bowl kind of, you know, but exactly. If Luka plays like this, I don't know. I think there's too many weapons for Warriors, right? But I think that also goes 6 or 7 though. I think, I don't know, Dallas.
See, I think you're giving a little too much credit to Luka now. Like I said, I think Luka just played his mind out, and I don't know. I think it's a different beast in Golden State now. Golden State knows how to do this. They've been there before. How many of these Mavs players have been there here before? None.
You're right.
Just think I like Golden State. I think, again, I don't see this series going past 6. I don't see either one of these series going to 7 games, unfortunately.
I'm saying both go to 7, bro.
All right. We're on the opposite.
And you say 5 or 6 post series?
I think 5 or 6post series.
Okay. Hopefully I'm right, because 7 would be better, right?
But if anything, I think the closer of the series will be the Boston-Miami series. If anything, I think that's the closer of the two series. I think Boston is rolling. Miami has a chip on their shoulder because they're not getting any respect. Mm-hmm. I can't see Dallas overcoming.
If they overcome Suns and Warriors, and then they have to beat,
you better win it all. If you beat the Warriors, you better win it all after that.
Yeah, props to Luka on that. And then you have Boston over Warriors, or Warriors over Boston? Even though we'll talk finals when that happens.
We'll talk when it happens.
Okay.
Because I really need
to. Because
really
an injury can happen. And then, yeah.
Exactly. And I really need to think about, am I really going to pick a Boston team on this pod to win it all? Like, I don't know if I can do that yet. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. So let's get some good games, please. Please. That's all I'm asking. Maybe we'll go watch a game with Gerald, or we'll figure it out.
We'll have to.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where there are some good games, though.
Okay. Yes.
I'll tell you where
there are some good games. Let's get into NFL week. Well, you want to talk week one or just some of the?
I mean, we can definitely talk week one, but
week one's unbelievable.
I'll be honest. I was not hyped. I'm not a guy that gets hyped about the draft. I did not care about the draft whatsoever. Yeah, it looks cool in Vegas.
Let's just see the play first, right? Because
didn't get really hyped during free agency. Yeah, there's some big moves. Yes, wide receivers were sold.
There are a lot of wide receivers.
I feel like now it's real. You know what I mean? Now it's real.
There's already totals. Lock him in. It's real.
Actually, at the urinal, week one starting right now.
Dude, this we open up with Bills Rams, bro. Von Miller back.
That's the thing. It's like, are you kidding me? And you look at week one. So the first game, Bills Rams. I mean,
that's gonna be
that could be the Super Bowl. You could see that be the very first game of the season and the very last game of the season.
I think that's what I was thinking. Like, that's definitely, it could be a Super Bowl preview. And they could go back to, I remember week one, they had a hell of a game. Yep. And the totals at 52.5. Hammer the over.
Take the over. Give me the over all day. Here's the other thing, though. It's like, come on, NFL. Like, you really – I love how the NFL, like, just tickles us. They toy with us. They got us on a little string. You're really going to put the Broncos Seahawks?
I know. Yeah, let's talk about some of these. Like, I mean, I like Raiders, Chargers, unbelievable. Broncos, of course. Russell Wilson in Seattle Monday night. You had to get that
storyline right out the gate.
These guys know what they're doing. What else? Dude, we got Pittsburgh, like Steelers, Bengals, unreal.
Yeah.
Jags,
who's going to be the quarterback in Pittsburgh?
Jags, Commanders, you're not missing that.
Oh, geez, sign me up.
What's the other ones, bro?
I mean, honestly, you know, I'll tell you right now, I think we're going to learn a lot. And this on paper, you would think this is not a great game, but I think we're going to learn a lot from these two games right here. Green Bay at Minnesota. Is Cousins going to be for, which, you know, is Cousins, yeah. It's now or never Cousins.
No, I know. Step it's, the fuck up. I mean, yeah.
It's now or never. And now
then how about, dude?
Without
Bucks Cowboys Rogers, Sunday night.
Bucks Cowboys. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like they could have picked a better game for Sunday night. Because you know what? And yes, it's a good
game.
They
know it's going to be most watched, though, because Cowboys than Brady.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not wrong on that. But
my problem is the NFC East is just way too much love still. The NFC East is a trash division that gets way too much.
I agree. Hype. Yeah. I totally agree.
But I think Mahomes at Murray is going to be a great game too. KC, dude, Arizona. Right?
It's an unbelievable week one. I can't wait. What are we like?
I'm looking at all the late games on Sunday. I'm looking at all the Sunday late games. I think there's everything's to play in there. New York and Tennessee. Yeah. I mean, you think it's going to be trash, but who knows what the hell either one of those teams are going to look like.
Dude, give me
Green Bay, Minnesota, Kansas City, Arizona, Vegas at Los Angeles, and Tampa Bay at Dallas. You know where we'll be.
We'll be at yards.
Where we'll be.
Yeah, we'll be at yards.
We'll be on our knees praying for that parlay to hit.
Exactly, man. I can't wait. And then you want to talk to, so like, what's is there some, what's this? Oh, and then week two is the Monday night doubleheader.
We're back to that. I'm surprised they didn't do that week one. They usually do that.
Yeah, I know. I don't get that. And did you see the news today? They're able to flex Monday night games.
Thank Lord.
I know, dude.
So, but I feel like they used to flex Sunday night games, if I'm not mistaken.
They do that, but I'm saying ESPN never did it for Monday night. ESPN finally agreed that they'll flex games. They still do it for Sunday night, yeah.
They need to, because honestly, there is absolutely no reason why I need to be watching a Washington versus Philadelphia Monday night game in week 14 or whatever week that is.
It always seems like it, right?
Both of them have losing record. NFC East rules, dude. I don't understand.
And then we'll talk about the Thanksgiving slate. Bills, Lions. I know Lions are always on fucking
Bills by a million.
Bills by a million. Giants, Cowboys. Oh, we've seen that before.
Cowboys got to play. Yeah,
Pats, Vikings. To be honest, I don't really like the Thanksgiving slate.
I don't like either, because you know what? I think they're focusing more on Christmas this year.
There you go. Let's talk
it's all about Christmas.
Lloyd
Christmas.
Dude, look at all those Saturday games on Christmas Eve.
I know. It's going to be awesome. I can't. That's why I love.
Dude, we got Broncos, Rams, Bucks, Cards, Packers, Dolphins on Christmas. Uncanny. Yep.
Broncos, Rams. That's an interesting one.
Oh, man. We're getting pumped. I mean, we're still – this is unbelievable.
I mean, I'm just looking ahead already, too. I mean, week four, you got Chiefs. You got Mahomes, Brady again.
Oh, my God.
Week three, you got Packers, Bucks. So, look at that. Bucks got Cowboys and Packers in their first – two out of their first three games. I mean, the Bills Chief rematch everybody's waiting for is week six.
I can't wait, man. I'm pumped.
Can't wait.
Bart Scott, man.
But I think some of the things that here's one of my problem with them looking at this schedule. I'm looking at where a lot of people are saying we're doing the same thing right now. We're teasing these games and we're thinking about, oh my God, we're getting hyped about these games. I'm actually calling it right now because I have said I'm off the Bucks bandwagon this year. I don't see it going well for the Bucks this year. So I think some of these games that people are getting pumped for that involve the Bucks, like for example, which one is like Bucks Niners or Bucks Chiefs.
Is Gronk coming back or no?
Fuck. He's leaning no, it sounds like, from what the reports are today. He's leaning no.
I mean, do you blame him? I don't really blame him. He's like, dude, I already have all the rings. Like, got my hot girlfriend.
The guy's never spent a dollar of his paycheck, dude.
I know. It makes sense if he doesn't come back, but I felt like he said whenever Brady's still there, he'll play. So who knows? NFL, I'm pumped for that. It's going to be – I can't wait, dude. We'll be there before you know it, dude. May.
It's going to fly. I know. May's already halfway done already. What happened in March and April? I don't even remember.
I know. Wait till we start talking college football, too.
Oof.
But, that NFL, dude, we got how about – hey, it's Tiger Week, bro. Not Phil. He's out.
Phil
is – God, that guy was – remember?
Do you think he's going to play again on this tour?
I think he's kick him off the tour, Doug. Someone kicked him off the tour. I'm not sure who.
The Twitter blue check marks Twitter, kicked him off the tour.
Blue check marks. Let's just start with Tigers playing before we get into like our picks or whatever. Do you think he'll make the cut?
I think he will make the cut because I think he honestly rushed the Masters. I think he makes the cut for this. They're saying this course plays a lot easier than the Masters course.
Less hills for sure.
I also think, you know what, there's less pressure because let's face it, this is the weakest of the four majors.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think he has the least amount of pressure coming into this. So I think he does make the cut. I'm calling he makes the cut. What's the odds on that?
I hope you're right. I know. I think I bet you it's probably juice, but it's probably under minus 200. So I like it. I like that. And then let's see. What are you feeling? Are you feeling Scottie Scheffler just to keep rolling?
It's hard to pick against him right now, right?
He's 12-1.
Hard to pick against him right now.
12-1. What about Spieth? He's been on a roll right now.
That's the thing. I need the odds. Where's more?
Here's your odds. Here's the live odds. Here's your four favorites. Let's see. Scheffler's 11-1. Rahm's 12-1. Rory's 14-1. Spieth 16-1. Who do you put?
Morikawa's not up there.
Morikawa's 16-1, JT 16-1. So you get all
it's Cantlay.
Cantlay's 22-1, Hovland's 22-1. So that's where, yeah, shit.
I don't know, dude. A lot of love on Rory, and I don't understand why. I mean, this is prime for Rory to choke.
Yeah,
I feel.
Yeah.
I don't understand why so much love on Rory right now.
Give me man, I'm loving I know I always say Koepka because I like him, but Koepka and Magic 33-1, and I'm gonna go with Lowry again, 33-1. But okay. Like you said, how do we go against Scheffler, dude? I want to see the streak keep going, don't you?
I want to see Scheffler. I'm loving what he's doing right now, yeah. Man. I'll take it.
I'll take that. And then Tiger, just let's make the cut. That's a
I'm saying Tiger makes the cut. I do like that. I think Tiger makes the cut. I think what's lame about the whole Phil thing is he's not even here to defend his championship.
I know. Like, what the hell?
That's what sucks.
That does suck. And then
– but guarantees like gambling on it, though. Guarantee was
going to – let's root for the Burbank guy, too, Homa. Hey, Homa's 65-1, dude. This little $5 on that.
65-1. Let's do it, dude. Hey, you know what? You're the one who's hot picking long shots right now after that Derby win you took.
Oh, I know. So – we'll see. Hopefully it's like the Masters. It was kind of not as much drama as we wanted. You know, Scheffler ran away with it. Let's hope Sunday we get. How about we get Tiger in contention on Sunday? Right.
That'd be great. I don't know if he's gonna be in contention, but I think he makes the cut. I'm still thinking he makes the cut. I think this course is going to play so much easier that I think somebody's just going to have a
giant run away with it.
Yeah, a couple of guys maybe are Scotty have a big lead. Could be the guy can't miss. I mean, yeah, I know. He could close his eyes right now and find the pin.
It'd be nice to have Spieth up there and Koepka, all the stars up there on Sunday. So let's hope for that. And let's see who wins another major.
Is Phil going to at least be there for like to pass
to give the green jacket, the gold jacket.
Green jacket, gold jacket, gives it.
Anything else? Dude, AC Mall, I'm going to close it out, bro.
Hey, I'm not there yet.
Okay, you're not there yet. All right. They keep not winning, though, right?
Yet. Yep. Okay. All we need is a draw. We just need a draw.
Okay. I mean, what other soccer news? Your boy Haaland to Man City. Did we discuss that last week? And Mbappe to Real Madrid?
He's talking about it.
Jesus Christ.
It could be very dangerous. I mean, hey, you know what? For a PSG guy, if you can't beat him, join him.
Yeah,
that's what he's thinking. Yeah, get me out of here.
I know. I agree. That's what – actually, I was going to say Chris Paul should go to – no, I guess you can't really go anywhere. Is he going to go to
– Real.
I don't know. Yeah.
All you clowns run into PSG for the money. Have fun lifting Ligue 1 titles and nothing else.
And no one really cares about when they win, right? I mean, I guess when no one cares.
No, it's the weakest of the major five. One.
Yeah, and then next week next Saturday is the game, right? So we'll give our picks on that. Yeah, right?
28th.
All right. 28th. And then what's AC close out with?
They close out at Sassuolo. Mm-hmm. Which is a bogey team for them in the past. It's always been a bogey team for them. That's why it's a little bit dangerous. But I just think, honestly, they can taste it. They can. I just feel like they're going to get so pumped that they are not going to lose this game. I don't know if you saw the video. See Zlatan breaking the windshield of the bus.
He did?
I got to send you that video.
I got to send it to me.
The bus comes into the stadium. Mm-hmm. Well, there was just mobbed with fans. They were mobbed. Yeah. And Zlatan was in the front of the bus banging on the windshield, and he cracked the windshield.
Oh, shit. I love Zlatan, man. You'll be popping champagne once they win, right?
After I get home. Yep.
Anything else we're missing?
I think we're good.
Oh, yeah. Screw the Angels. I'm just kidding.
Gerald. All right. I mean.
Well, we'll be back to talk about Dodgers week again, and then see how the first couple games are in these conference finals and watch some hockey, right?
Yep.
And then we'll see who wins this major. We'll see. Hey, we're riding with Scotty. Might as well.
Hey, and Gerald and Frankie, if you want to place any bets for you guys, if you want to put another $100 in Tiger, bank's open. You know where to find me.
You're still ahead, dude. I think Gerald lost the bet. What did he bet yesterday? All straight guys to lose by what? 40? Oh, my God.
Suns minus the money.
All right, we'll talk, man.
All right, man.
All right, later.
Later.